The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started out with some music by the long-lived French composer Gustave Samazoy, born in 1877. He died in 1967, and for the most part of his life, very heavily influenced by the Impressionists. He was young enough to be one of the Impressionists himself, even though he lived to until 1967. But also at times showing neoclassical and Baroque influences as well. And a little bit of that there, that was the Sarabande from a suite in G. All of the movements of that are in sort of imitative of the kind of movements you would find in a Baroque dance suite. And we'll have one more movement from that suite coming up very shortly. That was a recording by Canadian pianist Stéphane Lemelin. And that's on a CD in the Atma label of music by Gustave Samazoy. Just for the record, Samazoy is spelled S-A-M-A-Z-E-U-I-L-H. So quite unusual spelling, but once you know the basic rules of French, there you go. And I checked the pronunciation on that composer's name with Stéphane Lemelin, who actually gave me that disc. So I think I'm getting it fairly close to right. All right, it is time for weather and road information. Currently, no, yesterday the low was 1.5 degrees, the high was 9.4. Currently the temperature is about 5 degrees, a little bit warmer than it has been some recent mornings, although there have been some that were warmer than this but felt cooler. Today, Environment Canada tells us there will be showers ending late this afternoon, then becoming cloudy. Haven't seen any of those yesterday, and there were many threatening clouds around yesterday and quite a few when I came to the studio this morning, but haven't actually seen the rain falling, not on this part of the town. I think it was on maybe some of East Lullabat yesterday. Getting back to today's forecast, though, wind from the south at 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60 this afternoon. A high today of 15, which will be nice. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers before morning. Wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, but diminishing to 20 this evening, and a low of 9, if you can call that low. Thursday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Wind from the south at 20, increasing to 40, with gusts to 60 in the afternoon, then diminishing to 20 in the evening, and a high of 15. On Friday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, a low of 9 and a high of 17. Saturday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, a low of 12, a high of 16. And then Sunday, it looks like we're back to some sunnier weather, sunny that day with a low of 10 and a high of 16. And taking a look at the highways, Highway 1, there is paving from 13 kilometers east of Lytton to 24 kilometers east. That's from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and that will carry on all the way through October the 30th. There's single lane alternating traffic there and the possibility of up to 20 minutes delay. No notes for Highways 12 or 40 on the Drive BC website. Highway 99 South, just bridge maintenance 15 kilometers south of Lillooet. Minor delays there. Estimated date of completion October 31st for that bridge. And then this was a surprise to find on the Drive BC website. I think it's exaggerating the situation a little bit, but it says compact snow from Lillooet to the Blowdown Creek Bridge. Yeah, probably not. Some, at any rate, when you get to the higher elevations, certainly, but down low, I don't think there's going to be too much. I may be way off base there. Highway 99 South, compact snow from Lillooet to the junction with Highway 97, just north of Cache Creek. And I know they did have snow up in the Fountain Valley, so not impossible at any rate, but it still looks as if a lot of snow is a ways away. Let's certainly hope so. Okay, this is a Wednesday. That means it's Piano Wednesday, and having had a bonus piano day last week on Friday, feels like it came up very quickly, especially since I didn't do a show on Monday. And yes, we're having the statutory holiday effect today, where it's Wednesday, but it feels like Tuesday. And so that means Friday will come around. We'll all think it's Thursday and then be pleasantly surprised at the end of the day if we can maintain the illusion throughout the course of the day for ourselves. We go back to the music of Gustav Samsøe now, and we will hear the Fortelan from the Suite in G. I meant to look up Fortelan, and just one of those things that I kind of ran out of time for this morning. I believe that the Fortelan is a moderately fast dance, and I believe it is of country origins rather than court origins. But while the music is on, I'll try and clarify that for you. Here once again is pianist Stéphane Lamelin. Thank you. That was the Forlan concluding movement from a suite in G by the French composer Gustave Samazoy. That music originally written around 1902, but revised in 1911. I guess he had only minor new thoughts about it. And that was a recording by Canadian pianist Stéphane Lemelin, who has performed right here in L'Alouette. I did look up Forlan while the music was on there. It's a dance originally of Italian origin, in Italian known as the Furlana, and it goes back to at least as far as the early 17th century, so around the year 1600. There are examples of it from then, from that time. And it is a dance of country origins. It's not an aristocratic dance, and was originally a courtship-type dance. So, there you go, the Forlan or Furlana, or also known as Forlana. I've seen all those forms. I think I've even seen the English version Forlane. And there are quite a number of examples of that in music by classical composers, probably the most famous in Ravel's suite Le Tombeau de Couperin. All right. Let me tell you what's coming up next, or what's coming up later today on Radio L'Alouette. Around 9 o'clock, I'll put on Democracy Now!, then from 10:30 to 11:30, you can listen to Jesse Tom broadcasting out of Studio 1 in L'Alouette Secondary School. 1 to 2 p.m. will be the Zucchini Brothers, that's programming for children, and I must remember to download that. 3:30 to 4:30, Rock Legends with Simon Casper. I believe Simon will be in this week, although he wasn't here last week. And I think that's our last live program for the day here on Radio L'Alouette. If you'd like to get in touch with us here at Radio L'Alouette about our programming, or if you're interested in becoming a broadcaster yourself, you can give us a call at our new number. Please take note, 256-2457. That spells CHLS on your telephone keypad. So 256-CHLS will get you to reach us, although this is a volunteer organization, folks, and so there isn't, a lot of the time, there isn't somebody actually in here to take your calls. I think a lot of people assume that we have a receptionist and engineers and all sorts of people working around here, but we're a pretty small-scale op, so be patient with us. All right, even though it's a Piano Wednesday, I do sometimes sneak in either harpsichord or organ music on Wednesdays. We're going to do a little bit of the latter here, organ music. We'll listen to the Toccata from Symphony No. 5 in F major by Charles-Marie Vidor, French composer born in 1844, died in 1937. I've played some of Vidor's chamber music, actually, here on Snooze Button before. I don't think I've played this particular Toccata, although this is certainly his most famous composition and most popular. Some of its popularity probably due to its having been used at least two royal weddings that I'm aware of. One sometime in the, well, I don't remember when it was, but within living memory, certainly the other one somewhat farther back. It's a big piece. He wrote a whole series of symphonies for the organ, for solo organ, not organ with an orchestra. I think there's 8 or 9 of them. And that makes perfect sense, given that the organ is kind of an orchestra all unto itself. And it doesn't always blend that well with orchestras. And furthermore, you get into problems of acoustic spaces, and a space that an organ sounds good in and may not be a good place to record an orchestra in, and all that sort of thing. But this piece makes full use of all the organ's coloristic capabilities, and really is quite a workout for both the organ and the organist. Very demanding pedaling part, and just a lively, really fun piece. So here is the Toccata, music by Charles-Marie Vidor, and the organist here is Christopher Herrick. I'm told that if you're going to play organ music on the radio, you should say what organ it is. This is for the organ nerds out there. This is the organ of the Berner Münster in Switzerland. Thank you. And as always with recordings of the pipe organ, we have to wait a few extra seconds there to make sure that all the reverberations die away. That was the Toccata from Symphony No. 5 for organ solo by Charles-Marie Vidor, a recording by Christopher Herrick, organist Christopher Herrick, on the organ of the Berner Münster, obviously in Bern, Switzerland. And a great fun piece. I don't know if Vidor intended that to be fun. It certainly comes across that way to me. I realized while it was on, I had never actually seen a score for that, so I went out on the internet and was very easily able to track one down and take a look. Much to my amazement, I discovered there was an arrangement of that piece for solo piano. It wouldn't have nearly the same effect, but it still looks interesting and fun, and I may have to print that one out soon and take a shot at it, see what it's like. All right. We're at 8:23, earlier than I thought. And so we'll have some time for public service announcements here. First of all, some things from the District of Lillooet. Stage 2 water conservation measures remain in effect. Oh, speaking of water, by the way, I should mention I had a call from a resident in East Lillooet while that music was on to say that it was entirely a vicious rumor that there had been rain in East Lillooet yesterday. As there actually was, I think, right on the top of Fountain Ridge, but not enough to get down to the lower levels where humans are living. All right, Stage 2 water conservation measures in effect. And so once again, a reminder, that means even numbered civic addresses, if you're still watering anything out there on in your yard, you are allowed to water on Wednesdays and Saturdays between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. and then again between 8 p.m. and midnight. And odd numbered civic addresses, Thursdays and Sundays are your days, the same hours, 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. to midnight. Boil water notice remains in effect for the Town Creek service area. That includes the following streets and all the avenues between those streets: Cayouche Lane, Hangman's Lane, Columbia Street, Eagleson Crescent, Panorama Lane, Panorama Terrace, and Victoria Street. And if you're unsure if you are in the boil water notice area, you can find out for sure from the District of Lillooet office. Just call 256-4289. And a reminder that also the outdoor burning ban is now lifted here. But burning permits are required for all outdoor fires and must be obtained in person at the municipal hall. Permits are free of charge and can be picked up during office hours, and they're good for a period of 48 hours and can be obtained in advance for weekend burning. Let's see, there's also a movie night that is that'll be Friday and Saturday. Is it Friday and Saturday? Yes, here at the Rec Center. This weekend, it is Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaur. That's rated G, of course. And that's at 7 p.m. Next week, Friday and Saturday, it will be Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, rated PG. I haven't seen that one yet myself, but I may actually make the effort to come out and see it. I have to say, the movies aren't as good as the books, but that's almost always the case. That showtime, 7 p.m. as well. And tickets for the movies, $5 for adults, $4 for students and seniors, $3 for children. And, of course, the movies in the mezzanine here at the Rec Center. Big screen, big sound. And there will be trick-or-treating for the food bank. Faith Peters and the youth from Chillaxon will be out on Halloween collecting food for the Lillooet Friendship Center Food Bank. If you can help out, please donate a non-perishable food item. And they'll also be at the rear parking lot of the Rec Center down by the library collecting donations during the fireworks show. And I'm sure you could also probably always drop off your food bank donations at the Chillaxon Center or at the Friendship Center. You can, I think, always make food bank donations at the Friendship Center. And free seasonal flu clinics coming up. Let's see, make sure I haven't missed these. No, I have not. These are for seniors. If you're 65 and older, you can get your free seasonal flu shot here in Lillooet at the Public Health Unit, 10th and Murray, if I recall correctly. Everybody knows where the Public Health Unit is, back there towards the hospital. And that will be on Monday, October the 19th. From 9 until noon and from 1 until 3:30 p.m., no appointment necessary. There will also be clinics for seniors at Seton Portage, Lytton, and Goldbridge. And just in case you want to pass this information on, I'll give you this. Seton Portage, it's at the Public Library, Wednesday, October the 28th, 2 to 4 p.m. Lytton, it's at the IHA Community Health Site, Tuesday, November the 3rd, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And Goldbridge at the Ambulance Station, Thursday, October the 29th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And these shots are free for the following: people 65 years and older and residents of long-term care facilities. Now, as far as I know, this is just the regular flu vaccine, not H1N1 related stuff. I think it would have been mentioned if that was the case. And some other things coming up. Thursday, October the 15th, is the presentation about the coastal tailed frogs. That will be happening at the Lillooet Friendship Center from 7 until 8:30 p.m. Some people have been doing research about these frogs and checking to see how far, if at all, they extend into the Lillooet area. And they'll be talking about their research and introducing you to the Pacific coastal tailed frog, probably not in person, though. This program is put on, this presentation is sponsored by the Lillooet Naturalist Society, but the presentation is open to the public, and as I mentioned, it's at the Friendship Center. Admission is by donation to the food bank. Once again, that's tomorrow night, 7 to 8:30 p.m. And Saturday is another fall volunteer planting day at the Powerhouse Restoration Site. That's from this will be the last planting day of the autumn, as far as I know. 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., or as much of that as you wish. And if you haven't seen that site recently, go take a look. Lots of interesting and creative things going on there. And it's looking more and more, I mean, sure, there's some machines and stuff there, but it's looking more and more like nature had its way rather than we had our way with the site. So that's kind of nice. And after the planting, that's 10:30 to 1:30 on the 17th. Then you can rush out to the Bridge River Fishing Rocks. No, you don't have to rush. Drive safely. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., there'll be a presentation on aquatic bugs. This is also put on by the Lillooet Naturalist Society and the Cayuse Creek Statlium, part of the Three Rivers Join One Project event. And a chance to learn about aquatic insects. There'll also be fun activities and snacks. And that's sponsored by Toronto Dominion Friends of the Environment Foundation, the Public Conservation Assistance Fund, BC Hydro's Fish and Wildlife, the Bridge Coastal Restoration Program, Fraser Salmon and Watersheds Program, Fraser Basin Council, and a whole bunch of other partners. And October the 23rd. Just pardon me one second. I'll just check the day of the week there. That's a Friday. Yes. So that's a week from this Friday. Ed Pikikut will be performing. This is the first concert in the Lillooet Music Society's season, 2009-2010 season. That'll be 7:30 p.m. at the Friendship Center. And tickets are available at Created by Design. They're $20 for adults, $5 for students. Tickets are also available at the Friendship Center office now. And they'll be available at the door at the Friendship Center as well, assuming there are any left by the time of the concert. Ed Pikikut, First Nations singer, guitar player. Something makes me think he may be an instrument maker as well. I don't have the information right here. But if you'd like to know more about him, very well-known performer here in BC and probably in much of Canada, you can check out his website, www.pikikut.ca, and I will spell Pikikut for you. It's P-E-E-K-E-E-K-O-O-T. And just a reminder that carpet bowling is on here in the rec center. Mondays and Thursdays, 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm not sure if that's in the mezzanine or at the rec center. In the mezzanine or in the gym, but it goes on year-round. It's for people 55 years of age and over. If you'd like more information, you can call 256-4159 and drop-in rates apply for this program, but there's fresh coffee available, so worth thinking about for that reason alone. All right, it's 8:32, so I think we'll move on to the big piece of music for the hour. We're going to listen to an entire piano concerto, not just the last two or three movements of one. We'll hear the piano concerto number 1 in F major by Ignaz Moscheles. He was very well known both as pianist and composer in Europe. 1794, he was born, died in 1870. And he was really one of the lions of the piano during the 19th century. Well known as a teacher, he was one of Felix Mendelssohn's teachers. And despite it being a very competitive pianistic environment in which he was working, Moscheles seems to have maintained friendships with many of the other great pianists of the day and to have been generally a well-loved character. Pardon the silence there. I had to save you from one of my sneezes. Just not something I really want to broadcast. Moscheles' music kind of underwent a transformation. It started out in a very, I guess we could say, post-classical manner or late classical manner. And then if you follow his music, you can really hear it transforming from that into something that we know much more as the Romantic period and much closer to Chopin's music, although, again, Moscheles older than Chopin. This first piano concerto is one of the more classical type works and is actually rather Mozartian in many ways. It certainly doesn't make the same outrageously virtuosic demands that Moscheles' later piano concertos do, though that's not to say it's easy by any means. It's in three movements, the first movement Allegro Maestoso, the second movement Adagio, and the third movement an Allegro, a fast Rondo. And so, again, standard, very standard classical form there. We'll hear a recording with pianist Howard Shelley, a British pianist who undertakes all sorts of interesting and unusual repertoire. And he is also conducting here the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. That was music by Ignaz Moscheles. We heard the Piano Concerto No. 1 in F major, and that was a recording with pianist Howard Shelley, who was also conducting the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. And they're pretty good, you know. One doesn't expect great symphony orchestras to come from Tasmania, but that just goes to show that you shouldn't get preconceived notions about these sorts of things. All right, just a couple of minutes left. I am going to squeeze in one more piece of music. I've played music by the British composer Billy Merrill here fairly often. He died in, I can't remember, either 1951 or 53. And the piece we're going to listen to today is called The Ace of Hearts from the Four Aces Suite. But I'll let Mr. Merrill, that's M-A-Y-E-R-L, do the introducing himself.
Hello, Stockholm. Hello, Sweden. This is Billy Merrill speaking. I've just this minute arrived and have dashed up here to the radio gents to say a few words to you. Well, I've never been to Sweden before, but I've always wanted to come, as I have so many friends here. There is here in Stockholm a sort of Billy Merrill club. It's where everybody who's interested in syncopated music gets together and discusses it, talks about it, and plays about it. There's another reason I've come, is to meet all these people. I've written to them, they have written to me, but I've never met them, so I'm going to meet them now. I hope you will like my music. I try to be impressionist, to paint a picture of flowers or fishes, or for that matter, a pack of cards. Here's one of the Four Aces Suite. It's called The Ace of Hearts. Thank you.
That was music by Billy Merrill, who was also playing, and he did all the rest of the work for me there, so I don't have to say anything else about it. All right, it's 9 o'clock, which means it's time for Democracy Now! Just before we get there, I need to tell you that neither Snooze Button nor Democracy Now! Will be on Thursday or Friday. Tomorrow and Friday, none of those shows will be here, as I will not be here. Most of the other programming will remain in place, although there may be a couple of things we have to miss just because we don't have enough people to go around and enough keys for the studio. At any rate, since we are approaching Democracy Now!, I remind you, as always, that the views presented on the following program do not represent those of Radio Lillooet or of the Lillooet Camel's Foot TV and Radio Association. That's it for me. I will be back with another edition of Snooze Button next week on Monday. In the meantime, though, I'll say thank you very much for listening. Have yourselves a good day. Good remainder of the rest of the week and a wonderful weekend.